Hello, everyone. This is Harrison. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Stranger Waves. I'm going to get you started off with some Little Feat, and then I'll be back. Enjoy.
We'll be right back.
All right, so that was Fat Man in the Bathtub by Little Feat, who started off as playing with Captain Beefheart. We've played on the show a couple times, which was... He was an artist affiliated with Zappa. Zappa produced a bunch of his records, whatever. Little Feat then kind of split off and did their own thing, made some great albums, and that was from a record called Waiting for Columbus, which has... It's one of the best live records of all time. It's really, really great. So if you liked what you heard, go check that out. That's literally the first track on the record, so... Everything else on there is great, but that's one of my favorites. Set list today looks a little different than it has in the past few weeks. I'm moving away from doing entire Dead sets, because as fun as that is, there's a lot of other music that I listen to, too. And I think it would be fun, to play those as well. So up next, got some Brazilian music, actually, from an album called Clube de Esquina. And, it's kind of... I wouldn't say it's tough to describe. It's like Brazilian psychedelic rock, I guess, would kind of be what I would classify it as. It's not the official genre, but that's a whole other story. But yeah, no, it's great, and I hope you enjoy.
Depois que este trem começa a andar, andar, deixando pelo chão os ratos mortos na praça. Do mercado. Quero estar onde estão os sonhos desse hotel, muito além do céu. Nada a combinar na hora de achar o meu lugar no trem e não sentir pavor dos ratos soltos na praça. Minha casa. Não precisei muito além dessa estrada. Não sabem morrer na calçada. É hora de você achar o trem e não sentir pavor dos ratos soltos na casa. Sua casa. Quero estar onde estão sonhos desse hotel, muito além do céu. Nada a temer, nada a combinar na hora de achar o meu lugar no trem e não sentir pavor dos ratos soltos na casa. Minha casa. Não precisei muito além dessa estrada. Os ratos não sabem morrer na calçada. Ah, é hora de você achar o trem e não sentir pavor dos ratos soltos na casa. Sua casa. We'll be right back.
right, so that was Tremeldoido, I believe would be how you pronounce that. I don't speak Portuguese, so it's going to be tough. But that's from an album called Clube de Esquina, and it's really great stuff. The whole album's full of gems, but that's a song in particular that Dan sent to me a couple months back, and really love it. It's a good track. Up next, got some Krangabin, who I don't play enough. I say this every time I play them, but yeah, I should really just listen to their music more often, to be honest. Not a huge fan of some of the newer stuff they've put out, but kind of like 2018, 2017, those records, really, really good. A lot of good stuff on there that I could definitely pull for this show. This is one of those examples. This is a Maria Tambien, and yeah, it's a little instrumental track, so enjoy it. So that was Maria Tambien by Krangabin. And up next, got the only Grateful Dead song I'm going to play of this set, and that's Loose Lucy from, I want to say, August 4th, 1974 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The reason I'm playing this is because my brother is just getting, I think he's flying back today. I assume he's not moving to Seattle permanently, but he's coming back from a couple Dead & Company shows at the Gorge in Washington. And they played this 2 nights ago? Yeah, it was the 8th. They played this on the 8th. Hadn't heard Loose Lucy in a long time. Very, very fun song. Thought I would play it for that. But the Gorge shows were great. I listened to some of the highlights from both nights. Best thing I heard of the 2 nights was the St. Stephen on the 8th. Was absolutely incredible. I think it might be Dead & Company's best song. It's either that or like Terrapin Station, I think, for me. They always just kill it. And the St. Stephen from the Gorge is just, it's fantastic. The jam is really, really interesting, and it's super cool. Go listen to it, especially if you have Nugs. It sounds so good on there. But it's also probably available free somewhere, because there's, you know, still tapers doing their thing, which is good. But yeah, I'm next. Loose Lucy, Philadelphia, August 4th, 1974. Enjoy.
Yeah.
right, so yeah, Loose Lucy, 1974, good stuff. The whole DP release, I think it's volume 31, really good stuff on there. If I'm remembering correctly, it has great Eyes of the World. I'm like 99% sure of that. Yeah, there it is. Yeah, really great Eyes of the World, really good playing in the band on there. I like the, what is it? The Weather Report's pretty great too. You know, before they retired it in 1974, which is the worst decision the band ever made. I stand by that. Crime that was retired. Now they only play Let It Grow. Because you really just should play the whole thing, if you ask me, because it's better that way. we're going to keep the music going. Up next, got some Billy Strings, who I'm getting very eager to see in a couple months. Not even a couple months. What am I talking about? A couple months. I'm seeing him in like 2-3 weeks, something like that. Very, very excited about that. This is Taking Water. A little bluegrass, you know, in the middle of this set. Should be fun. Then I'm going to do the PSA, and then we'll go from there. I'm so used to making the short set lists from, like, the, you know, when I'm playing All Grateful Dead, and I'm now realizing I do not have enough music to make it this full hour, so we're gonna do some scheming real quick during Taking Water, but I hope you enjoy. Billy Strings.
This old boat is taking water. Won't be long busted in Laredo, but for reasons that I'd rather not disclose.
I smoke pot, and I like it a lot. Hi, this is Willie Nelson. I learned a long time ago that marijuana is a lot safer to use than alcohol. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the responsible use of marijuana by adults. It's time we stopped arresting and started respecting responsible marijuana smokers in America. And to learn what you can do to help, please contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORMAL.
Well, thank you, Willie. So up next, got something kind of special. I mentioned it last week, and I didn't play it because I wanted to do all the kind of Dead and Company roundup from the shows that I had seen. But this was kind of a bigger story a week ago than it is now. But it's still pretty remarkable to me, and I wanted to play it on the show since I heard it. So I'm going to do that anyway. As all of you know, I love Steely Dan. Everybody who likes good music likes Steely Dan. That is just it's a universal truth. And so what happened a couple weeks ago was, even before a couple weeks ago, basically there's been a song that was supposed to be on Gaucho, Steely Dan's 1980 masterpiece, and it didn't end up on Gaucho because, long story short, they couldn't recreate it as well. Basically, they had recorded a take of it that was really great, it accidentally got deleted, and Donald Fagen and Walter Becker just couldn't recreate it the same way, so they just scrapped the idea, never put it on the album. The song was called The Second Arrangement. Now, it's been floating around the internet for a couple years, as far as I can tell, as some kind of like really super low fidelity version that's almost, I wouldn't say not worth listening to, but it doesn't sound great. Cut forward to a couple weeks ago, Roger Nichols, who was a audio engineer that worked heavily with Steely Dan, worked on Gaucho. Turns out, he actually recorded a version of The Second Arrangement and put it on a little tape for himself for personal use. And he lost it. Completely forgot he had it. Guy passed away in, I want to say, 2012, either 2011 or 2012. 2011. And the tape, you know, was just lost. Nobody in his family knew about it until a few weeks ago, his daughter is going through his things and finds this tape. Brings it to audio engineers who play around with it and make it sound a little bit better. And now we have a very, very good sounding version of The Second Arrangement. It's still kind of unfinished in points. I'm like 99% sure that in the bulk of the track, because it's very repetitive in points, I'll say. And I'm almost certain those were going to be solos that just like hadn't really been written yet. And so they kind of just filled in by, you know, playing the song. But I don't even care. It still sounds great. And if this was on Gaucho in a more finished version, Gaucho would be even better than it already is. And I still think it's probably their second or third best album. But yeah, this is cool. I'm sure somebody has played this on the radio before me, but I thought it was, you know, pretty fascinating to see this kind of whole story unfold, and, you know, new versions keep popping up over the last 3 weeks of people kind of mixing and mastering it in their own way to sound great. This is the best sounding one that I've found so far, so just keep in mind this isn't the original tape as it was found. This is somebody took the tape and then mastered it to their liking, and apparently my liking too. So yeah, this is The Second Arrangement by Steely Dan, which should have been on Gaucho, but was not, and was found a couple weeks ago. So I hope you enjoy, because this is cool. This doesn't happen all the time, but yeah, I hope you enjoy. So that was The Second Arrangement by Steely Dan, which listen to it every time and I'm still kind of shocked that something like this can happen, because, you know, so many years go by and the fact that that tape somehow still worked, had exactly what they were looking for, it's pretty incredible. I'm curious to see if Donald Fagen has heard anything about this and what he thinks, but whatever. I also don't really care what he thinks. He kind of seems like a grumpy old man. Especially reading more about the audio engineer who actually recorded this tape. It seems like he was kind of just let go in the middle of Everything Must Go taping and was never really given a reason why, considering he had been with the band from the beginning. I didn't realize this before. I was reading this while the song was playing. He helped engineer Campfire Thrill. He was with the band for the entire run of albums that is... And from what I can tell, he seems to be one of the major reasons why Aja sounds as good as it does. So, yeah, shout out Roger Nichols, because Aja just, you don't get an album that sounds that good unless you have a genius engineer behind it, and it seems like he was that. So I got some Neil Young up next, who I haven't played in a while, but I heard this song recently. I saw, like, his Live Aid performance of the song, I think, last night, and decided I was going to play this. This is Powderfinger, which is from Rust Never Sleeps, but this is from Live Rust, which was a live album released, I want to say, like, 2 years after Rust Never Sleeps, and it's basically just a collection of the best sounding live performances from the Rust Never Sleeps tour. So basically the whole album's on there, and then, you know, a smattering of other tracks. But yeah, this is this Powderfinger Live. I don't have a date, because every, you know, it's just, it's, since it's a compilation of live performances, everything is just labeled live. But yeah, this is Powderfinger. Enjoy.
Look out, Mama, there's a white boat coming up the river with a big red beacon and a flag and a man on the rail. I think you better call John. You don't know.
Alright, so it was Powderfinger by Neil Young. If you haven't listened to Live or Us, go check it out. It's really, really good stuff. I found a copy for like, I think $10 or something at a record store, and it was sealed. It was brand new. Double LP. Good stuff. I'm gonna go back home and listen to that probably. I haven't spun it in a while. Speaking of records, I think I might have mentioned this last show. I can't exactly remember, but one of my favorite things they were doing at the Denon Company shows this summer was they would just play an album in full off a super nice Macintosh turntable setup in between sets. And I definitely did speak about this, but I'm gonna at risk of sounding redundant, I'm gonna say it again. In between the Sunday show at SPAC, they played the entirety of the band's self-titled record, and this entire year has just been me progressively rediscovering how much I love the band, and every time I listen to their music, I am in shock that these guys are Canadian. So they sound like the most American band ever, but they are Canadian. Re-listening to the whole album in between sets was great, because I forgot how awesome it was, and it was just cool to see everybody kind of just jamming out, because the music is very adjacent. But this is a song I forgot existed until a couple weeks ago, and I heard the whole record again, mostly because it's absent from The Last Waltz, which has been how I've been consuming most of their music as of late, just because of how great that performance is, and because, you know, I like live music. But this is Jemima Surrender from the band's self-titled record, and I hope you enjoy.
I'm
That was the band with Jemima Surrender off their self-titled record, which is, you know, is great. I love the band. Really, really do. Very, very happy to have seen The Weight live from Dead & Company, even though, you know, not the same thing, but close enough. Reaching the end of our set, I got three songs left for you, and it looks like I timed this well with the couple adjustments I made. This is the actual only adjustment I made. This is a song by The Kinks called Big Sky, which I'm still kind of obsessed with The Kinks, to be honest with you. The more I listen, the more I enjoy them. And yeah, Village Green has been on heavy rotation for a very long time now. But yeah, this is Big Sky, so I hope you enjoy.
Looking up at the big sky. Everybody's pushing one another around. The big sky feels sad when you see the children scream and cry. But the big sky too big to let it get him down. Big sky too big to cry. Big sky too high.
Yeah, Village Green, Preservation Society, great, great record. They were on a run. They were on the run in the late 60s, early 70s, and this is just proof of it. Up next, got a song by Big Star. It's a Feel, pretty popular one, but I don't think I've played it in this show. Got two songs left. I'm going to play this, and then definitely one that I've played before, but I think it's going to be a fun way to kind of close out. And then I have to go back through the rain, because it's a miserable day in Medford, Somerville. So, yeah. But good day for radio, though. Good day to be inside. So, no complaints there. But, yeah, this is Feel by Big Sky. Doesn't really need much of an introduction, but I hope you enjoy. So that was Feel by Big Star, and we've reached the end of the set. This is Harrison. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This has been another installment of Stranger Waves. And yeah, I'll be back same time next week, going to play some more music. Y'all know the drill by now. Shouldn't be that complicated. But yeah, be back next week. Thanks for tuning in. And, yeah, it's always, you know, it's always fun not, you know, switching it up a little bit. So I'm happy I was able to play some other music, some stuff that really has been, like, kind of just sitting on the back burner for a while. But didn't have anything to fill this slot. So here is one of my favorite tracks and from one of my favorite bands. This is Roses Are Free by Ween. And, yeah. That's what I'm going to leave y'all off with. I'll be back next week. Strange Waves. See you later. Bye.
Take a piece of tinsel and put it on the tree. Cut a slab of melon and pretend that you still love me. Carve out a pumpkin and rely on your destiny. You